Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. While pulse crops like lentils, chickpeas, dry peas, and beans are helping to overhaul American diets and play a large role in organic and regenerative agriculture. And Columbia Grain International President and Chief Executive Officer Jeff Van Pevenage says, as one of the largest processors and exporters of high-quality pulses in the entire United States, they're excited to help cultivate the industry's growth.
Russell, regenerative agriculture is a term used to describe farming practices that help reverse the climate change by rebuilding soil organic matter and restoring degraded soil biodiversity. Kind of results in both carbon drawdown and improves the water cycle around that land. Regenerative agriculture does no harm to the land, but improves it using technologies that regenerate and revitalize the soil and the environment. Regenerative agriculture leads to healthy soil capable of producing high-quality, nutrient-dense food while improving rather than degrading the land, and leading to productive farms and healthy communities and economy.
Andy says as interest continues to grow, pulse crops are well-suited to help meet the needs of both farmers and consumers, not just here in the United States, but around the world. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.